tell something to everybody out there. And I know you must hear this over and over, over and over and over. To the inspired artists, to the inspired creators, to content creators, to the inspired whatever it is that you want to be in your life. I don't care how long. I don't care, you know, if you just started. One thing I'm going to tell everybody out there that y'all done heard over numerous of times through everybody telling you, through content, through podcasters, through people, about your dreams, right? The most thing that people get is, you know, the motivation, right? It's like the motivation, you know, but not only just the motivation, but the discipline is always important. So, you know, wherever you at and wherever mindset you at, just know this one thing. Always remain consistent, because it's important when you remain consistent. Because once you show consistency and you just keep doing something, the amount of results that you get when you do it will be fucking amazing, man. It's like reaching the Mount Rushmore. Well, not even Mount Rushmore, but y'all get what I'm saying. But I also want to say this too, like, your level of success and where you at and what you're doing, you know, you may not. And this is me not trying to discourage anybody out there that want to follow their dreams and stuff. Just know that your dreams are coming true because you're doing the thing that you love, and you know what your passion is, you know what your purpose is, and you know what you're supposed to be here doing, right? You may not reach the status of some of the other people, but you'll probably reach a pinnacle in your life or a status where it's comfortable for you and you'll be happy with it. You know, because when you think about the level of success, right, you see all the rappers, you see all the entertainers, they live in life, they got the lavish stuff. So I was having a real interesting conversation with someone, and they was telling me, they was just saying how, like, you know, they want all those things. I said, great, great, you know. And one thing is that what I come to realize, I ask myself, do I want all that attention? Because that's a lot of high level anxiety. Like, you know, look, I mean, the people that are like really huge, that's like, you know, that really have everything and do everything that they want, but they're being watched through everybody. You know, when everybody like you, it's gonna be a lot of people that hate you. And I always tell people, man, when you reach a level of success, it ain't gotta be, you know, like, I don't even want to use nobody's known the superstar's name. It ain't gotta be you ain't gotta be like a famous superstar and everybody in the world knows you. You just want the people that know you and your nice little following and what you got going on. You know, I don't need 500 million people following my Instagram. I'm like, yo, I would be afraid to come outside at this point, man. You know what I'm saying? But if I have like a nice medium, a level of like people that, you know, watch, listen, and or you know, my podcast, and I can travel to a couple of cities, and I can, you know, fill up some venues and stuff like that, and do it and speak and make a really grounded name, making a really grounded name in the industry where I'm highly respected, then I'm cool with that. You know, that's important to me, you know, but the most important thing for me is to get the message out there to y'all, or whatever, how y'all feeling, because, you know, I mean, it's important. You know, especially when you got your dreams and things and shit that you want to do in life, that shit is important. You know, because if you don't have that, then what you have? Right? If you don't have something or a purpose, then what you have? And whatever your purpose is and whatever it is that you do with, man, fuck them people. Do what you do and do it great and love what you're doing and be proud of what you're doing. Because you could be doing a lot of things that ain't shit, and you doing everything that is something, that's a part. It's a value. You should be valued. You know what I mean? You take time and value what you're doing, you know? And that's really important. And it's important in life that you do those things and those necessary steps, you know? Because if you're not going to do it, then what? You know? It's like you came here for what? And I just want to just tell everybody out there, all the designers and stuff, yo, like that got, you know, just inspired. You know, keep creating, you know, because we need creators in this world, you know, because this is what the world needs. You know, there's a lot of people out there that make really great music that's never been heard, or, you know, and it's a lot of people out there that's music has been heard. But guess what? In their own right, they are like successful. They probably still travel. They probably still have a nice core. They have a nice core base of fans that they can just like see. They travel, they do their music, and they just live in life. And guess what? They are in their own bubble, and they got their fans and whatever. Not even fans, listeners, whatever you want to call them. And it's chill. And it's good like that, man. That's why I tell me I keep dreaming, man. Always want something good for yourself, man. Like, I tell people all the time, man, always want something good. Strive for the best. You know what I mean? There's nothing stopping nobody from getting nothing that they want, yo. You know, we live in the age of information where everything is out there for us to do anything that we want to do. Don't get me wrong. It's nothing with getting a regular job, having a career, and things like that. That is great. Be successful, man. Whatever you do, be the best version of yourself. I don't care if you're working at fucking McDonald's, okay? If you're going to be in the... I'm going to tell you right now. If somebody going to be in the McDonald's, you put stock in McDonald's, you work your way up to being a manager at McDonald's, and then eventually you find a way to either get a franchise at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? There's no stop to anything that you're doing in life, man. Always make an alternate route for you to be successful in what you want to do, and have a plan for that shit, and attack them fucking goals and do that shit. It don't matter what nobody says, what nobody feels with. It don't matter what nobody say out of this shit, because guess what? They not doing it. You are. So you can't expect the love right away. You can't expect the people to embrace you right away. You got to be in the dark for a while, yo. But you got to know that your faith and what you want to do is right there for you. Stop saying, I know. You know what I mean? Oh, I know. No, it's going to happen. It's happening. I'm working towards it. I'm getting there. Stop making excuses and saying, I know I got to do this. I know I got to do that. No, go ahead and do them. Pursue them. You know, just, I don't care if you fail a billion times, man. I tell people all the time, embrace the failure. Live the failure. You know, get all the fuck ups. Take them all. Because guess what? It's the learning process of it all to get where you at in life. You know what I mean? And to get where you at in life. True story. I never forget this, man. I was working at the radio station years ago. You know, shout out to Golden Girl, my mentor. And I never forget it. I wanted to be on air so bad. Right, I wanted to be on air. I wanted to be an air personality, man. And I'm coming in from a promotion. So promotions and radio back then was like, we put up all of the posters and set up stuff for the disc jockeys and stuff. So I'm coming back from a long promotion. I'm putting all the stuff back up in the promotional bin. And this is the time, Golden Girl, she was at it like her like peak in Philly. Like she was like the shit, you know what I mean? And in Philly at the time. So I'm like, wow, man. I can't believe it. This is Golden Girl, man. Like I'm in the studio because I'm still relatively new in the company. Well, Pod 99, shout out to Pod 99. And I remember I went in the studio because I had a habit of just, I felt like I just always had to go in the studio. I didn't care who was in the studio, what was going on in the studio. I need my presence to be felt because I want to do this. I want to do this. And yo, man, I never forget this shit, man. I walked in there, she was in there, my heart beating. We had this conversation. We was just talking, and she said, you want to get on air and talk about such and such? And the only reason why I don't want to talk about whatever the what the topic was, because at the time it was very touchy, and I just don't really want to partake in it, so. But I remember I had my first lesson in life, you know? So she's talking to me about the whole situation. Now, what some people might not know, sometimes when you are behind the scenes or when you're on air, you have little conversations in between before you get on air. So, you know, everything we were just talking about, it was going one ear and out the other. I'm just in the studio. I'm not paying attention. So the minute I get on air, I was talking. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I know what I said, but whatever I said, she was hot. She did very professional. She said, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back. I saw her put her hand on the board and put the mics all the way down. She said, what are you talking about? Get out the studio. What's wrong with you? Why would you say something like that? I was flabbergasted, okay? She was yelling, but it was a lesson. You know, it was a lesson that I had to, you know, because ever since I had that lesson, it's something I'll never do again in radio or doing as a personality, whatever it was, when it comes to certain situations. And I was like, oh, I'm going to lose my job. She's going to tell on me. And, you know, for a while, I just stayed away. I was like, I'm not going to go back to her no more. Because I was like, man, I didn't made this lady so upset. And I felt so bad going home. I cried. I'm not going to hold you. I cried, man. Because when you got a passion and you got a dream and you want to just impress people, you know what I mean? And you want to, but the thing is, and I'm going to tell you all out there, you got to fuck up. That day that happened, it never happened again. In about a year or two or so, when we moved to the next building, you know, I went in there again and I talked to her. And I told her what I wanted to do. And I had my head up. And the first thing she told me was, yo, go sit in the corner and then just watch me do it. And then eventually, you know, I sat in the corner. I was an understudy. I learned a lot from her. And then after a while, you know, I started doing things around the studio and helping out. And then eventually I got back on. I was on air with her. But this time when I went back, the things that I did before, I didn't do. And it's been an amazing ride to like, wow, I'm really here doing this. And when you feel that for yourself and whatever that you want to do, it's an amazing fucking feeling, yo. Because there's nobody that's ever been successful. Nobody that's ever been successful can honestly say they were successful right off the rip. And if they was, it was quick. You know, everybody has their weaknesses. Everybody has their strengths. But you got to really look deep down in yourself, man, and tell yourself, like, yo, I got this. I got this, yo. I got this. I got this. It's me. This is me. This is who I am. This is what I was here for. This is what I destined for. This is what I want. And let me tell you something. If you want something, y'all go out there, y'all take that shit, man. You take that shit, man. You let your presence be felt wherever you go at. You ain't got to keep saying it to yourself. Look, man, be hungry. Learn all the shit that you can learn. Learn the business, whatever it is you need to learn. I don't care what it is that you want to do in your life, man. You keep going. And you know what? And I'm going to tell y'all something. For all y'all inspiring people that want to do stuff, even if you don't get whatever it is that you want, at least still be around it, right? So it's kind of like you will want to go to the NFL, right? Say you get to the NFL, but you don't make the team, but you make the practice squad, right? And that's the people that practice with the team, you know? And then you can do that. You could, you know, it's a lot of things. Like I think it's, who said it the best? I think it was, what's the motivational speaker, man, that I can't say his name right now because I'm all over the place, but it was a quote that he said. He said, if you miss, you know, the moon, you're still amongst the stars or something like that. That is true. Meaning, like, even if you don't hit that goal, you know what I mean? Be around your goals. You know, be around it all. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be an inspiring rapper, open up. You know, if you're an aspiring rapper that knows how to rap or whatever the case, or you learn it, learn the music business. You know what I'm saying? Learn the music business. Learn how the business is. Learn how the money works. Learn all that stuff. Open up your own record label. Inspire others to be artists too, you know? Learn all that shit. It's important if this is what you want to do. If you're a basketball player, I know everybody don't make it to the NBA. That don't mean you're not going to be an inspiring coach. It doesn't mean you can't have a place in the NBA or ABA. That doesn't mean you can't do certain things. You can still be a part of it. But the end of the day is to get to that goal. And if you get anywhere, I didn't even read. It was something on YouTube. Was it YouTube? No, it wasn't YouTube. I think it was something on Instagram. And I went across this clip, and this guy, I forgot his name, he said, if you do something 18 minutes a day, you are beating 95% of what the earth, no, I'm sorry, 95% of what other people are doing in level of success. If you do it 18 minutes a day, I think it's like 100 hours. Or my math is probably off, but I know he said something in those guidelines if you just work on your craft a day. You know, be relentless, yo. Be relentless. Stay focused. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. I don't give a fuck who they are. I don't care if it's your parents. I don't give a fuck who it is, yo. I don't care if it's your girl. I don't give a fuck if it's your dad. I don't give a fuck who it is. Consistency and discipline will get you every time where you want to go. Every time. Be inspired by all this shit, man. You know, we are humans. So I had this I think I said this a couple podcasts down. And I actually told somebody at my job, because they used to, you know, they want to do something for themselves. And I'm like, what's stopping you from you doing what you want to do? I told him that. I said, well, if you tell me your dreams and these things that you're telling me that you want to do, what's stopping you? Because we can make a million excuses all day about what, why is this and what is that. But what are you doing? What are you doing to get where you want to be at? And how, like what's stopping you? He's like, me. I said, exactly. You would get yourself every time. You would get yourself like that every time, yo. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you know, so I say, nobody's holding nobody back with y'all. You know, don't look for handouts. Fuck them handouts. Build relationships with people and be humble. Support other people if you can. But don't look for no handouts. We ain't in the handout game. Everything you get is from the muscle. And I'm not even saying that you can't get help. If you need help, yeah, get the help that you need. You can't be successful by yourself. Build a team. Build somebody that believes in you, whatever the case may be. Get some real positive folks around you and then make shit happen. But don't look for no handouts. If somebody want to get on your wave and want to help you, then that's great. Even better. I know somebody out there needs to hear this. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention. It's real out here, man. There's a lot of people going through something. And let me tell y'all something, man. You got one life. You got one life. This is it right here. You got one life. Do it all, man. No holdbacks. You know, if you want to fuck up, fuck up. Now, I'm not telling y'all to get up today. I mean, I'm not telling y'all to go to your jobs and just quit your job and then do what you know, you follow your dreams. No, I ain't talking about that. So this is motivation purposes. I do not encourage people to quit their jobs right away. You know, in the midst of it all, you know, you being successful, don't do that. What you want to do is you want to fire your boss. And how you fire your boss, you get, once you feel as though you're about to want to break in success and money is good or your situation good, then you leave, you know, then you leave. So it's important, man, to keep following your dreams and keep doing what you're doing. And always remember, man, love yourself. Love yourself enough to do that for yourself. You know? Look, man, this is the Terrence Henry Experience. I'm out of here. Peace. Oh, one more time. Always remember to love yourself, like I said. And I love y'all. I'm out. Peace.